receiver. I got a lot of speed. I can stretch the field. I feel like I run good routes. I can catch the ball. On the blocking side, you know, I feel that I can handle defensive ends. You know, I feel real well coming off up on the linebackers and safeties and everything. I think, you know, I fall somewhere in between, and that's where I like to be. Oh, I mean, it helps a lot, you know, just knowing the techniques and if I do something as a tight end, what they're going to do and what the reaction is and what the defensive ends actually read, you know, and things like that. I mean, everything, information is power in this game, you know, so the more you can get, the better you can be.
Do you feel that your versatility is an asset that some other guys at this position don't have?
I don't think there's any other tight ends that play defensive ends. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, it's definitely something that could help me in the long run, you know. And, go ahead. 6'6", 262. Drew Rosenhaus. You what? I better ball cover. I don't think America will be big enough to play guard. Oh, yeah, most definitely. There's a few scouts that even talked about me just playing defense. So, I mean, for me, it really doesn't matter. You know, I'm ready to make the jump, whether that be on offensive or defensive, you know, or both. It doesn't matter. I mean, having an opportunity to play both ways in the NFL would be an amazing opportunity, though.
What do you see yourself?
I'll be both, just like I am. You know, I wouldn't let my position define me. You know, I think I have a good chance of playing in both. So, I mean, for me, it really doesn't matter. You know, as long as I'm playing on Sundays, it doesn't matter to me.
Can you talk about what the
conversion was? Yeah. No, it kind of came about through we were in spring practice, and we were short on the defensive inside, and they asked my backup tight end to go do some pass rush drills to see if, you know, he might be able to help out over there. And I kind of just tagged along. And coaches, you know, I had a few sacks, you know, against the scout team, and coaches kind of let me run in and out of there and practice during a fall camp. And then the first game week of this past season, you know, they let me get some reps on defense and then let me play in the game. I'll tell you, it was weird when I got my first sack because I really didn't know what to do. It's not like scoring a touchdown. It was kind of different. So I was kind of just standing there looking around like, you know, what do I do now? Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. I played defensive end 3 years in high school. Adrian, Michigan. Yep. Oh, no, man. If I could play like him on defense, I'll take that any day. I think he's a great player. I mean, he's very athletic, very fast. You know, he makes a lot of plays over there for them in defensive end. And, you know, if I could emulate him in defensive end, I'd be doing pretty well for myself. Well, I'm living in Miami right now, so it wouldn't be too bad. Yeah, I got my first sack against Pitt. And, no, it was at home. And, we ran a stunt. And I was long sticking from five technique into the A gap by the center, and and the guard misread the player or whatever, and he didn't pick me up, so I ran in, and the quarterback tried to step up in the pocket, so I reached around and grabbed his ankles and wrapped him up and threw him down, and I got up and everybody's around me screaming, and I was just like, oh yeah, and I was looking around like, what do I do? I didn't play as much of a role on special teams this year as I have in the past, as due to, you know, I was playing defense. But I mean, special teams is where you can really let it loose. You know, I love special teams. I used to love being on punt. I think last year, my junior year, I had three or four tackles on punt. You know, so I like getting out there and mixing it up on special teams because it's very important. You know, as far as field position, everything, you can change the game one play. Oh, yes, sir, definitely. You know, I'm looking forward to playing special teams, especially, you know, if I'm not going to get much playing time coming off of my rookie year, getting on the field in any way possible.
Any talks
Yeah, I've met with the Patriots a few times. I've met with a few of their scouts and everything, and they're all nice guys, and had a pretty good conversation with them. Pretty much the same. I mean, went to the Senior Bowl, kind of had the whole meeting thing, you know, met with just about every team in the league when I was there. So, you know, I figured it'd probably be much the same, and it really is. You know, it's just extenuous, longer days. We get up a little earlier, and, you know, all the medical examinations and stuff. I mean, I've been getting poked and prodded now for about 6-7 hours straight, so I'm glad to be out of there. Got to go do some MRIs tonight. So, I mean, you know, it's just part of the process. You know, people just trying to check you out, make sure you are what you say you are. Get a lot of questions about, you know, you as a person, you know, background, family life, and stuff like that. But you also get a lot of football questions. Some coaches want you to draw up plays and draw up defensive and things like that. You know, show your knowledge of the sport and, you know, prove your knowledge on the pen. So. Stiff.
Yes.
I'm stiff.
Whatever that means,
I've read it. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I'm not the most flexible guy in the world, but, you know, I wouldn't think that I was that stiff either. But, no, I don't think my versatility's hurt me. I mean, I love to play the game, you know, and during the season, you know, the only thing that was important to me was helping my team win games, you know, whether that be on defense or offense, you know. I was just trying to make plays and make the game easier for my teammates. I mean, I came away with a good peace of mind. You know, I felt that I had a decent week of practice. You know, I didn't have my best week that I could have, but, you know, I didn't do bad either. And I felt that, you know, the competition was good, and I felt like in the game I blocked pretty well. Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I feel like Coach D'Antoni and his staff are going to be there for a long time. They're going to make a lot of good things happen. They bring a great initiative to the game, and they care about the players a lot. And I think the attitude and the philosophy they bring is going to change things up there. And I feel, you know, I expect nothing but great things from Michigan State to come here in the years. Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think we made a great leap this year, you know, making it to a bowl game, especially in the fashion that we did. We had to win out our last two games to get to the bowl game. We really fought back, and we're able to do that. And we weren't able to get the win in the bowl game, but still, I think that says a lot for us, you know, the senior class and the underclassmen that were there this year. Basically, you know, I wanted to stay somewhere at least relatively close to because my family and my friends are all avid gamers. They go to all my games and everything, so for me that was a big part of it. And also they promised me that I was going to get the ball like 50 times a season, so, you know, yeah. I think my greatest strengths are, you know, I'm very athletic, I got good speed, good hands, you know, I feel like I'm strong, I'm a good blocker. I think that things I could work on, personally, you know, I just think my pad level, you know, running routes and blocking, and also, you know, just making sure that I finish all my blocks. Yeah, met with the Buccaneers a couple of times now. Oh, very well. I like the guys from Buccaneers. I met with a couple of guys out at the Senior Bowl, and I met with the coach yesterday.